This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A judge has denied a request to delay a preliminary hearing for the suspected Club Q shooter. Today, the public defender's office asked for more time to go over what they described as an overwhelming amount of evidence in the case. That includes 5,000 pages of documents and more than a terabyte of digital files with 911 calls, surveillance video, witness interviews, and more from the November shooting. The judge emphatically denied the request and suggested that new counsel might be more effective if the defendant's current representation wasn't able to get through the records. The hearing is set for next month. Colorado's top agency for responses to natural disasters needs a new leadership model, according to the results of a new state audit. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Employees at the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management reported poor communication from leaders and dysfunction that caused confusion among lower-ranking staff. The audit recommends a reshuffling of top brass and more defined roles to help improve morale. It comes on the heels of a suspension last year of a top manager for the state's COVID-19 response after he berated several staffers. In a statement, the agency's director said recommended changes will be made and the review will help improve the state's responses to future disasters. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Sunday is the last day of the state's annual open enrollment period for health insurance through Connect for Health Colorado. The state's health exchange offers free virtual and in-person help. Nearly 200,000 people have signed up for a 2023 health plan so far. You are listening to CPR News. It's 4:06.